from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello and welcome to the news in Voice of Indonesia. First, the headlines. Indonesia expresses condolences over 7.1 magnitude earthquake in Venezuela. Indonesia targets financial independence for 13 national parks by 2030. I'm Dika and here is the news in details. The Indonesian government has expressed its deepest condolences to the government and people of Venezuela following a 7.1 magnitude earthquake that struck the country's northern coastal region on Wednesday at 3:04 p.m. local time. The statement was delivered by Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Yvonne Mewengkang in an official release received in Jakarta on Thursday. She also confirmed that the Indonesian citizens currently in Venezuela are safe. She said the government has established emergency communication channels to monitor the situation and ensure the well-being of Indonesian nationals through regular updates.
Pemerintah Indonesia menyampaikan duka.
The government of Indonesia extends its deepest condolences to the governments and people of Venezuela over this tragedy and hope that the recovery process will proceed swiftly. Through the embassy in Caracas, the Indonesian government has confirmed that all three registered Indonesian citizens in Venezuela are safe, unharmed, and in good health.
Yvonne Mewengkang added that the Indonesian embassy in Caracas continues to monitor official information from the Venezuelan government regarding the possibility of aftershocks and other potential hazards along the affected coastal areas. Earlier, the United States Geological Survey reported that Venezuela was struck by two powerful earthquakes measuring magnitudes 7.2 and 7.5. Indonesia aims to make 13 national parks and two iconic species conservation landscapes financially self-sustaining by 2030 through an innovative financing strategy. The initiative is designed to reduce reliance on public funding while mobilizing long-term investment for protected areas and biodiversity conservation. Forestry Minister Raja Juli Antoni announced the target during the Pausangan 11 Conservation Initiative Roundtable meeting held as part of London Climate Action Week 2026 in London, England on Thursday. The Indonesian government has established an innovative financing task force for national parks and iconic species conservation under the direction of President Prabowo Subianto to help achieve the target. The strategy combines regulatory reform and institutional strengthening with financing instruments including carbon credits, biodiversity credits, species bonds, ecotourism, bioprospecting, non-timber forest products, and public-private partnerships. Indonesia also introduced the Pausangan 11 Conservation Initiative in Aceh as a pilot project demonstrating how wildlife protection, habitat connectivity, and community economic development can be integrated within a single conservation landscape.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is continuing to expand public access to justice by strengthening village-based legal services across the country. Law Minister Supratman Andi Aktas said in Jakarta on Thursday that the Village Legal Aid Post Program is one of the government's key efforts to bring legal services closer to communities at the grassroots level. Speaking at the St. Petersburg International Legal Forum in Russia, Supratman explained that the service has now been established in villages across Indonesia as part of a people-centered approach to justice. He said it provides legal information, consultation, mediation, advocacy, and referrals to lawyers when cases proceed to more complex legal processes. The government hopes the service will help people obtain legal assistance from an early stage, allowing disputes and legal issues to be resolved more quickly, easily, and effectively. Supratman stressed that legal system modernization is not only about the use of technology, but also about ensuring that legal services are closer, more accessible, and more responsive to people's needs. In addition to promoting village legal services, Indonesia is also using the forum in Russia to strengthen legal diplomacy and international cooperation aimed at improving the quality of public services. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Hadalia inaugurated a mini LNG plant in Tuban, East Java on Thursday. This encourages the utilization of natural gas to add value to the national economy. The mini LNG plant is a gas processing facility that produces multi-energy products in the form of LNG, CNG, LPG, condensate with plants for liquid CO2. According to the minister, the presence of the mini LNG plant is a tangible manifestation of investment in the energy sector that not only supplies industrial needs, but is also expected to reduce Indonesia's dependence on LPG imports, which have been quite high so far.
Saya tidak melihat besar atau kecilnya investasi atau produksinya.
I do not look at the size of the investment or its production, but I see a tangible work from a company that is done to meet our domestic needs. Moreover, this also produces LNG, LPG, condensate, and CNG as well. Well, this is a form of energy mix in reducing our LPG imports.
The mini LNG plant of PT Sumber Aneka Gas has a production capacity of up to 55,300 tons of LNG per year and will supply the needs of the industrial, retail, and power generation sectors in Java, Bali, and Sulawesi. The government hopes this strategic project can strengthen national energy resilience, enhance industrial competitiveness, and provide added value to the national economy amid global geopolitical dynamics. Indonesia's Vice Minister of Defense, Doni Ermawan Taufanto, received a visit from the commander of the U.S. Pacific Air Forces, General Kevin Snyder, in Jakarta on Thursday. According to a statement from the Indonesian Ministry of Defense, the two discussed strengthening defense cooperation between the two countries, particularly in the areas of air defense, personnel capacity building, and regional security issues of mutual concern. They also discussed opportunities for cooperation in education and training, the exchange of strategic information, and enhancing operational synergy to support regional stability. On the occasion, Doni Ermawan Taufanto emphasized the importance of strengthening mutually beneficial defense relations through dialogue, the exchange of experience, and the enhancement of professionalism in both countries. Listeners, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the word of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. perasaannya sama. Cepat berakhir sudah. Tolong gemintang, senangi hati ini, jangan pulang. Biar semua melihat aku, kamu berseri, memohon waktu berhenti.
In Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relation in Papua.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku ingin menjadi teman nyaman. Tanpa kau hilangkan keluh kesahmu, kita berbincang tak karuan tanpa beban. Dan juga hayalan tentang masa depan. Ku tak ingin cepat berlalu, berdansa dan tertawa gandeng tangan. Semoga bergema sampai selamanya. Dunia pasti ada akhirnya. Bintang-bintang pun ada umurnya. Maka tenang saja kita di sini berdua. Nikmati sementara yang ada. Bersandar padaku, taruh di bahu. Relakan semua, bebas semua. Percayalah ini sayang terlewatkan. Ku sampaikan dalam nyanyian bergema sampai selamanya.
Still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, have you ever imagined what if your death was celebrated by many of your peers and everyone around you? Imagine there's a parade around town after your death where crowds of people play music and dances. However, all this is done with pure love and no grudge at all. In Bali, the deceased are paraded to the afterlife for a sacred cremation ritual called Ngaben. Ngaben is a Balinese cremation ritual. In Balinese Hinduism, they believe one soul cannot move on until the body is properly purified by fire. So, this cremation ritual is an honorable duty the deceased are being placed in a bowl-shaped coffin for males, or cow-shaped for females, and then paraded around town, carried by a group of people from the family home accompanied by a line of women with offerings on their head to a public cremation site, where there is a cremation pagoda tower or wadu. The body will then be cremated along the coffin and the tower. In the West, people attend funerals in black and silence. In Ngaben, everything is louder and more colorful. It is full of chants and prayers, and traditional Balinese music played in gamelan and dance performances. Everyone participating will wear traditional garbs. Sometimes the ceremony will be held for more than one body, and so lots of family members will participate. The ceremony, however, will not be held right away after someone is passing, and can happen weeks, months, even years after. The family might need to save money or wait for the right day, as chosen by the priest. Sometimes, you can see the Ngaben ceremony when visiting Bali. If you're curious about it, please be polite. Avoid wearing casual clothes or getting too close to the cremation, as you can disturb the ritual and disrespect the departed. With a funeral ceremony being held in the most unique ways of festivity and thick of Hinduism, Ngaben is a cultural heritage that makes Bali a must-visit once in a lifetime. Listener, death is the Indonesian wonder of Ngaben, Bali.
To make the National Museum of Indonesia friendly and effective as an educational medium for all groups and individuals, several key priorities can and should be carried out. These priorities reflect both best practices in museum inclusivity and the spirit of the 2025 Internet Museum Day theme. First, accessibility for all. Ensure that the museum is physically, cognitively, and emotionally accessible to all visitors. The action: install ramps, elevators, lift, and textile pad for people with physical disabilities, provide sign language interpreters, offer quiet hours or sensory-friendly environment for neurodiverse visitor, ensure free ticket for the disabled. And the second priority, community involvement and representation. Create a museum that reflects the stories, voices, and identities of the people it serves. And for the action, partner with local communities, especially marginalized groups, to create program and exhibition. Feature exhibits that highlight diverse ethnicities, religion, gender identities, and social background, and encourage community-curated showcase that allows citizens to share their own heritage and experiences. The third, relevant and contextual education. Make the museum a space where history connects meaningfully with current social, cultural, and political issues. The action are align exhibition with the national calendar, such as Ramadan, Kartini Day, Independent Day, and etc. Provide guided tour and educational kit tailored to different age groups, from children to university students. Use historical theme to discuss contemporary issues, such as gender equality, environmental change, or pluralism.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Adakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Kangennya masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Pastikan bertemu lagi.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Make a change forever. We can do it if we just try.
Save our world from our own destruction. Time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray.
To protect our children's children, let us pray.
Raise your hands,
to protect our children, let us pray.
Listener, here is the Woman of Indonesia, a special series to celebrate and commemorate the Kartini Day and the amazing role of women in Indonesia. And today, we will talk about Karina Jo. Karina Citra Dewi Jo, or simply known as Karina Jo, is an Indonesian scientist and researcher recognized for her pivotal role in the development of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. Karina Jo is known for her contribution to the development of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. She played an important role in enabling the vaccine to be produced and distributed globally, helping many countries respond to the pandemic. On April 21, 1989, Karina Citra Dewi Jo was born in Jakarta, Indonesia. From a young age, she showed strong academic ability and a deep interest in science, especially biotechnology. Karina Jo spent her early academic years showing strong interest in science, particularly in biotechnology. She completed her education at a young age through an accelerated program before continuing her studies abroad. Karina pursued biotechnology at the University of Hong Kong, where she developed her scientific foundation and later continued her postgraduate studies in Australia, strengthening her expertise in research and innovation. She continued her scientific career internationally and later joined the Jenner Institute at the University of Oxford. There, she became part of a team developing vaccine and contributed significantly to the production process of the COVID-19 vaccine during the global pandemic. Karina Jo began her international scientific career by working in several research institutions, where she developed her expertise in biotechnology and vaccine production. She later joined the Jenner Institute at the University of Oxford, where she became part of a team working on vaccine development. In her scientific career, she became part of global efforts in developing and producing vaccines, contributing to international collaboration in addressing the COVID-19 pandemic. What made her particularly remarkable was that she was involved in one of the most important global health efforts at the relatively young age, contributing to the development of a widely used COVID-19 vaccine. Through her work, she played a crucial role in supporting global health responses during the pandemic, contributing to vaccine production that helped many countries manage the crisis. In her scientific role, Karina Joe became part of a global effort in addressing one of the biggest health crises in modern history. She contributed to the development and production of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, which played an important role in helping countries respond to the pandemic. Her dedication and expertise have been widely recognized as she contributed to a vaccine that was distributed globally and used by many countries. Through her work, she supported international collaboration in science and public health, especially during a critical time when the world was facing a pandemic. For her contribution to global health and scientific innovation, Karina Joe has been recognized as one of the Indonesian figures who made a significant impact during the COVID-19 pandemic, marking her role in one of the most important global health efforts in recent history. From her journey in science, we can understand that Karina Joe represents dedication, innovation, and a strong commitment to global health and scientific collaboration in addressing worldwide challenges. Listener, that is today's episode of Women of Indonesia about Karina Joe. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sendiri, ku merasa.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a traditional song from Maluku entitled O Ulate. The song tells about a longing of someone. The one who is longing is an Ambonese who looks sweet when laughing. She hopes she will meet him one day. This longing expression is in part of lyrics form as pantun or rhyming poetry. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song O Ulate by Patty Sisters. Happy listening! Listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email voilisteners@gmail.com or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at @voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.